all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you are a massive, massive company like Build-A-Bear and your marketing idea is that you're going to get tons of parents and kids to come out and you're going to charge them only the age of the child. And then you don't know what to do when millions of people show up and you have to shut down the promotion because you actually thought no one was going to come. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, sometimes these marketing ideas that people come up with, you say to yourself, I mean, is there nobody workshopping these ideas in a room? Like, does one person just stand up and go, that's a great idea, and then the discussion ends? Because a lot of times you got to think these things through, man.
Listen, I lived through the Build-A-Bear phase, which every time I walk by a Build-A-Bear, my daughter's still like, Mommy! And I'm like, no!
It's just a factory of money, man.
Yeah. Those
things can be pricey, so I get that people would want to go because when they're doing the, you know, pay your age.
Here's the thing. You walk in there and you think it's reasonable because you get to Build-A-Bear for like $20.
Right.
But then you got to add a heart. The heart, do you want your heart to beat? That's going to be another $6.
Right.
Do you want a scent in your hand to remind you of the mother of the child?
That's
going to cost you another $13. You know what? How about your bear? She needs some shoes. These shoes are $26. Your bear doesn't have underwear. Would you like underwear? These are all real things. Every time I walked into Build-A-Bear, right, and it was one of my daughter's favorite things, I would walk out with a $70 to $80 bear.
Sure,
and
sure.
I'd be like, this was a waste of money. And I feel, and then they never play with them after that because they're not even cozy.
Right. Right, yeah. They just put them on a shelf and sits there the whole time. Right.
Right,
I have to say, I mean, when people are lining up before the mall even opens, and you pull up and you're like the part-time employee that's there for like, you know, you're one of three shifts of the week.
Yeah,
you show up, you must be in total panic.
You're like, this is not good.
Right, you're like, I'm not management.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only my second job, but I can tell that this is going to be a rough day right here.
If you've ever been to Build-A-Bear, it takes them forever to fill up those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now imagine you're not in line with like 10 other people like it is on a normal Saturday.
Right.
There's 170,000 people lined up outside the mall for your $3 because your son is $3 to get their bear.
I would venture a guess and say that there might be still people in line. Because I'll tell you right now, if you come out in the middle of it and tell me that the special's over, it's not happening.
And you're like, no, I don't
forget
think so.
Forget it. I'm not leaving. No way. There is no way you are getting me to walk away.
That's all I need to know about Build-A-Bear this morning.
Yeah, bad call on that one.
There. Right.
Not I got great. One for you here. If you take the kid out for his 21st birthday to head to the local watering holes and all that stuff, and he doesn't actually get carded at any single spot, that's all I need to know about everybody else that was working. I mean, I know he's got a beard, but it's his birthday. Card this kid.
No, works every time.
He didn't get carded because he's with you guys that are old.
Yeah, we're old.
Right, so they're not going to card him. They're going to figure out he's with these old dudes. Like, he's old, too.
You know. Kind of hurtful.
Oh. That's, all right.
Real confidence booster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Hosting a Live at 5 yesterday in downtown Stanford. If you try to commandeer our cart while we're packing up from an event and try to ride away with us chasing you, that's all I need to know about you.
What?
Don't do that. Don't ever do that. If you see a random cart, that doesn't mean just take it and ride away.
I want to understand this now. Wait, so somebody tried to walk away with the station equipment?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, we're getting ready to pack up and put everything on the cart, and they're just, you know, going down the way.
Like, they just had a couple cocktails. They're having a good time.
Sean Kingston inspires a lot of dumb things.
This looks like some cool stuff. I'm going to take this.
Yeah. Wow. This is mine now.
If you want to chime in, too, 1-800-330-9999. That's all I need to know about you.
Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.